there's a couple things, not only the teacher shortage, but also substitute teacher shortage. Right now that we have a law that's in legislation that's actually going to sunset at the end of this year, where a retired teacher, they can sub up to 120 days. It's going to go back to 100. In fact, I'm looking at running some legislation to be able to increase that back to the 120 for substitute teachers. But then for teachers, we're looking at some legislation and some the challenge is trying to get people into education. I'm sure you're familiar with the SIU. There are less and less students every year going into education, and not only SIU, but statewide, because the years that you have to work before you even qualify for retirement and a pension and those kinds of things, so it is a big challenge. A lot of our great minds that are going into education, they're going out of state. So the challenge is, how do we get them to stay in this state? And so we're looking at legislation that would help them as far as their testing to get into teaching and to keep them there. So that's something that we're addressing. And the other thing that is very, very concerning in my district is the lack of early childhood teachers. We have children right now that, and I don't know the exact number, but it's several hundred in this district that are not served for the simple fact that we don't have teachers and instructors. It's a funding concern. It's also an education concern. The teachers, that they have the love and the passion, but they don't have the education to do it. And so we're working, actually, as we speak, I got a text that just a couple hours ago from the governor's office that there's some legislation that is going to be coming out. DCFS is also sees the need of it, along with early childhood, working with the governor's office to address this need so we can have trained staff for early childhood programs to allow parents that have jobs, they can't go to work because they've got to stay home with their kids because there are not enough early childhood programs. So that is a major concern. Actually, I was one of the leaders in the state to bring actually some of Governor Pritzker's staff down to my district and to meet with Lori Longville from John A. Logan, and we met with some people in my office. And actually, when the governor came a couple weeks ago and visited one of the facilities here in my district, when we told him all that we were doing, he said, sounds like maybe we should use Southern Illinois as a pilot program. So although my background has been in nursing homes dealing with older people, and of course Special Olympics was dealing with people young and old both, but the early childhood concerns, I wasn't aware of all those concerns. And as people made phone calls and talked to me about it, it's like, well, we got to address this. So that's how I got involved with that. And we're making some strides forward.